Greetings. This is the third part of the Order of the Lord. It's the subtitle is Weights and Measures. We're talking about line upon line and ruling in the midst of our enemies. We've gone into the priesthood. We're going to the judgment area about when you rule in the midst of your, the judge. God is the God of justice and correct judgments, law and order, the God of order. Leviticus 19:35 says, you shall do no injustice in judgment, in measurement of length, weight, or volume. You shall have honest scales, honest weights, an honest ephah, and an honest hin. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments and perform them. I am the Lord. This is a very serious issue. Having honest, not fudging it, not making more money out of it. It also applies to the law of usury, in which there's dishonest making money off of the circumstances of others. But we won't go into that now. We're on weights and measures, Deuteronomy 25:13. You shall not have in your bag differing weights, a heavenly light. You know, one for this and one for that. I give you a special deal, a cut rate. No, it has to be straight across the boards. You shall not have in your house differing measures, a large and a small. You shall have a perfect weight and just weight. A perfect and just measure, that your days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord your God has given you. For all who do such things, all who behave unrighteously, are an abomination to the Lord your God. The Lord says this is not right. Dishonesty is not right. Different weights and measures for different situations and people and circumstances. It's dishonest. It's an abomination. Proverbs 20:10, diverse weights and diverse measures, they are both alike, an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 22:20-23. Diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord, and dishonest scales are not good. They're bad. There is a good and a bad. There is a right and a wrong. There's a black and a white. There's a male and a female. There's the righteous and the wicked. There's no gray areas of compromise in which your soul becomes stained. But there is a level and a plumb line that measures up with the righteousness of God. Micah 6:9, the Lord's voice cries to the city, wisdom shall see your name. Hear the rod, who has appointed it? Okay, so the Lord's voice is crying to the city, the state, the nation. And it says, wisdom shall see God, your name, God's name. In his name, his word is his justice, his righteousness, his truth, and his mercy. Hear the rod. What is the rod for? The rod measures. The rod also brings correction. You beat with rod, okay? It brings affliction, it brings correction. Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked? So he says that the wicked have lots of treasures. They're fat, they're prosperous. Why? Because they've dealt unrighteously. They've dealt wickedly. They've gotten their treasures through wickedness. And the short measure that isn't an abomination. In other words, they shortchanged people. They've short measured people. They've had a differing weight. And they've taken the profit, the difference for themselves. And God says it's wickedness. Shall I count pure those with the wicked scales? And with the bag of deceitful weights. For her rich men are full of violence. Her inhabitants have spoken lies. And their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. So these men who are wicked scales and wicked weights, the abominations, these men are full of violence and they speak lies and the tongue of deceit is in their mouth. They're full of violence. They will kill you for what they want. Therefore, I will also make you sick by striking you. by making you desolate because of your sins. You shall eat, but not be satisfied. Hunger shall be in your midst. You may carry some away, but you shall not save them. And what you do rescue, I will give over to the sword. You shall sow, but not reap. You shall tread the olives, but not anoint yourself with oil. And make sweet wine, but not drink wine. For the statutes of Omri are kept. All the works of Ahab's house are done. Okay, so these are Omri and Ahab. Ahab was wicked. He was into witchcraft, idolatry, sorcery, along with Jezebel. That you walk in their counsels, that I may make you a desolation, and your inhabitants a hissing. Therefore you shall bear the reproach of my people. So Ahab's house was the last house of the kings before it came down, and they were by Jehu. And all of Ahab's 50 sons were executed. His line was cut off. And these are the treasures of the house of wickedness. Now, this happens when it comes to court and there's judgment over these kinds of unjust weights and measures. And Deuteronomy 17:8 says, if a matter arises which is too hard for you to judge, between degrees of guilt for bloodshed, between one judgment or another, or between one punishment or another, matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall rise and go to the place which the Lord your God chooses. And you shall come to the priest, the Levites, and to the judge there in those days and inquire of them. And, okay, so it says here, you shall come to the priest, the Levites, and to the judge and inquire of them. And they shall pronounce upon you the sentence of judgment. What? According to God's laws. You shall do according to the sentence which they pronounce upon you in that place which the Lord chooses. And you shall be careful to do according to all that they order you, according to the sentence of the law in which they instruct you. Okay, this is the rod of God's instruction to bring righteousness. According to the judgment which they tell you, you shall do. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left from the sentence which they pronounce upon you. Now the man who acts presumptuously and will not heed the priest who stands to minister before the Lord your God or the judge, that man shall die. So you shall put away the evil from Israel, and all the people shall hear and fear and no longer act presumptuously, out of order with God's laws and the offices that he has designated according to the counsel of his holy scripture. I am the same, I change not, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And God bless you. The Lord has an order, his law and order, precepts and statutes, right measures, weights, and judgments. In his name. God bless you.